28 now after the hour of 10 on this Saturday morning. Let's visit with Brenda this morning at Carl Wayne's Nurseries. 36 years of excellence here on Highway 5 South, right here in Mountain Home, 425-6966. And Brenda, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I guess fall planting.
It's a wonderful day.
It is a wonderful day. A little warm, but I guess not too warm to start thinking about fall planting, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, that's what I've been doing pretty much all this week with the rain and everything, is putting in a lot of orders for fall as far as our pumpkins and corn stalks and starting to get some of our fall plants in, our mums, and we're starting to gear down for all of that coming in. But right now, we've had, with all the rain, we've had a lot of people coming in with problems, a lot of fungus, and we have a full line of products. Whatever you need to take care of your problem, come see us. We can help guide you. We carry a full line of fungicides, insecticides, all your garden needs, especially this time of year.
Yeah, and it's, as you mentioned, it's a pretty good year for fungus.
It is. It's been a challenge.
Been one of our better years, right?
Yeah. Those lovely spots on the crepe myrtles.
Yeah. Your crepe myrtle's still blooming good?
Yes, we've got a lot of color with our crepe myrtles still going on. This cooler weather with all this rain, it just keeps making them bloom and making them bloom.
All right. The phone number is 425-6966. Of course, you got a 5,000-square-foot showroom. Get you
a
statue, a bird bath, or a fountain, and much more. All right, Brenda.
Absolutely.
You have a wonderful day, all right?
Yep, you too.
All right, Brenda this morning, Carl Wayne's Nurseries. Again, they're at 1151 East 9th Street, Mountain Home. And phone number is 425-6966. Temperature this morning under clear skies at 80 degrees. Phone lines are open, 425-5522, 888-884-0364. And you're on line 5. Vicki, go ahead, please.
Vicki?
Yeah.
When's the time to cut back grapes?
Anytime after in the end of summer. So if they're through producing, have at it.
Okay, how far back do you cut them? All the way?
Pretty much, yeah, you do. Give them a real good haircut, right? Did you have a good production this year?
the raccoons got them.
Oh, you know.
Come by the whole family.
Oh, so you're just beating everybody.
Yeah, the birds and the raccoons and possums and all.
Oh, my goodness. Is there any way that you could, I was just thinking how you could avoid that, which there's not a lot of ways you can, except that if you cover, I wonder if you covered them with bird netting or anything like that, if that would help.
I don't know.
Do you have a huge patch?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just a couple of vines that got strung out there that
now everyone knows about.
Yes. The whole family of the raccoons knows about it.
Well, you're supporting wildlife. I think that you should be commended or something. We've had a lot of raccoons this year for sure.
We've got a security fence back behind, and they walk the fence and down to the grapes.
Oh, and they know exactly where stuff is. Once they find it, it's an interesting spread of information, however they do that amongst themselves.
They don't even get completely ripe until they start in on them.
Huh. Well, maybe they all got a stomach ache.
I hope so. I've thought about setting out a live trap right at the end of the fence. I don't know if that would help or not.
I think it probably would. It'll keep you busy. We have two traps, one in the front and one in the back, because they keep digging everything up. And for instance, today we had two. Both traps were full, and we're catching two continuously, it seems like. And some people have said we keep catching the same ones. So we figure we ought to spray them with some sort of paint so that we'll know if we catch them again. But I think that it couldn't hurt. It's a really easy way to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
good luck. Well, thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
10:32. Temperature at 32. Or at 10:32. You know, I wouldn't mind having 32 for a little bit today.
I'm thinking it sounds kind of good. Right.
Actually, it's 80. 80.
Yeah.
Mostly clear day. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. High today around 90. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 70. Sunday, mostly sunny, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Sunday night, low around 70, partly cloudy skies. Monday, mostly sunny, 30% chance of rain and a high of 92.
Mm. Ooh, 90.
89 the high yesterday, 67 the low. Nothing on the Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar.
92.
I get low, 67. Yeah, I'm 0.08 in the rain gauge this morning. You're on line five. Vicki, go ahead, please.
This isn't about the garden show, but just about the past 10 days or so with a wow, like for the Bomber Fest last night and the Pikes Rodeo and the baseball tournament. I mean, our town, it did super jobs on everything. And I just wanted to thank all the volunteers who put all that together.
You know, well, thank you for calling because, boy, you know, that's three big events that we've carried out and hundreds of volunteers, and they have done just an outstanding job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was wonderful. So, okay, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
And they have, and that World Series was huge, and I talked to the folks at the hospital, and they said the Pikes
the rodeo.
Rodeo was the biggest ever, and last night Bomber Fest was just unbelievable.
It kind of makes you proud, doesn't it?
It does.
We've so many things, and especially that Babe Ruth tournament, that's something else. There were people from all over. I know that people visited with people in restaurants and everything who were all over, and they all wanted to know what else they could do because they were here for a time, so it really gave them insight into our community and the beauty of this area and the rivers and the lakes.
Well, it is time now for plant trivia. If you're our winner, we'll put your name in for the drawing, and we will conduct that drawing at the end of the month. And if your name is drawn, it's a $10 certificate to Bookworms. And what do you got this morning?
Well, I know that you're going to just go poo. Uh-huh. But this is an easy one, and I think that anybody that was listening last week could probably do this, or even anybody out there. Are we counting in August to predict what will happen winter? And I want to know where we are in that tally.
I think we're at three.
I think you're right.
Start with column number four. One, two, three. How many what in August?
What are we counting?
Good morning. What's the answer?
What weather phenomenon?
The number of thoughts.
That's exactly right. Yes, ma'am. Let's have your name, please, ma'am.
Margie Carlson.
Okay, Margie, thanks. We'll put your name in. And thank you for everybody else who tried.
They're still lining up. But Margie, beat you to the call.
Punch. When is the end of the month?
In a couple of weeks. So you've got the 31st.
I think you've got a couple extra weeks.
Will be Thursday.
Yeah.
It will end on Thursday, and that today is the... What is day? Day's the 19th.
This is Saturday.
We're knocking August out, aren't we?
Wow.
Phone lines are open, 425-5522, 888-884-0364. And email address is Vicki@KTLO.com. You are all set and ready to go.
Well, I think what we're going to talk about today is this herbaceous peonies. They're a real traditional favorite, or peonies, as you may call them. I think they're one of the most beautiful flowers that's available, and that the thing that I love about them, among other things, and I just love them anyway, is the glory of the blossoms, which is just excellent, plus the fact that these things last for decades. They really, really do. I know that at one point when our son was living in Kokomo, Indiana, right out of college, it's a really old town. And we were wandering around and came upon an old cemetery, and it was in May, and the giant bushes, I had never seen so many and so many colors and so huge, peonies, as we call them, or peonies, in that cemetery, and it just made a lasting impression on me. And I'd never really grown them before, and so I immediately had to plant one. And they live, if they're planted correctly, they will live forever, and are a plant that is just part of our heritage. And to see those different ones in the cemetery was just really quite awe-inspiring. They are basically quite easy to grow. Obviously, they're easy to grow because there's so many of them that live so long. The real requirement is that they have to have, and for those of you who this last year did not have very many blossoms, one of the reasons is apparently we did not have a prolonged cold weather winter. And so that is the main thing, because that temperature initiates flower production, which I don't know that I'd ever heard that before. Maybe I had and had forgotten, who knows. But they are really hardy, and they are hardy in our zone, which is, we are 7A and 6B, which is kind of confusing because we're at the top of Arkansas. And, of course, Arkansas below us is a true 7, but we're kind of on the edge of 6 and 7, so that when you're looking for plants, you should look on the tag, especially plants that are perennials that we hope will come back year after year. Make sure that it has that 7 or 6 on it so that you're getting something that will thrive here. The best time to do the planting, the moving, or the dividing of peonies is in the fall. And so that's one of the reasons I thought we'd talk about it today, because that's when you plant them or move them or separate them or whatever in the fall, that gives the roots time to develop and to become strong enough before the winter. Fall planting is important because you want to plant bare root. Bare root ones are much easier than ones, say, for instance, if you find some in a gallon container. The bare root ones are easier to grow. I shouldn't say easier to grow. They transplant a lot better, and the fall planted ones are much less expensive, usually, than the containered plants that are available in the spring. So that's another reason, but they always do better if they're planted in the fall. One of the things that you need to look for if you're planting peonies this fall is really gently inspect the rootstock, and that's very, very important when you get them. Don't worry if they appear to be dry, because they will rehydrate normally once they're planted. The size of the eyes, and this is important, you'll have this dangly roots coming out the bottom, but at the top you should have eyes or sprouts. They're called the eyes because they're the beginning and the start of the plant, and they vary. The number of them and the size of them varies from variety to variety, and they may not all be very visible, so don't panic, but just look for them, and do not pull or pry the rootstock, because that could cause the eyes to fall off, and this would not be good even if you can't see them. So just gently hold them. Don't muck around with them. And the amount of the roots that you will get will vary from variety to variety, too. Some of them are real closely trimmed of old wood to allow the new growth, and so that's one thing to make sure you don't mess with them. And the other thing is, which I didn't think of until just now, is that the best way, I think, to get them is, number one, to have a friend who wants to divide their peony and will share it with you, or to get a catalog, look up catalogs that you can look specifically for peonies on Google, or if you've got a computer, or there are a lot of catalogs coming out now. They're just coming in by the dozen for fall plantings, and get you a good producer of peonies who can get them to you, and there should be a huge variety of them available. So I think it'll be easier to order them. I don't know that they'll be available here and in any of our stores, but you might check with the garden centers to make sure if they have some. Store those rootstocks in a cool, dark spot until it's time to plant them. October is the real, really best time in our area to plant them, and that's when the soil has cooled down. Now, after today, the soil is going to warm back up. So if we have a really hot fall, you may want to make sure it's toward the end of October that you plant them, and make sure we've had nighttime temperatures have kind of hovered in the 40s, and that's a ways off. So if you get them, store them like it says and take care of them. They require an abundant sunshine, and this is just really, really important, and I mean abundant sunshine. This is one plant that you can put out in the middle of the sun, and they really have got to have, and I know I say this with everything, well-drained soil, but this is really imperative with peonies, and they can stand some loamy, good soil, too. They don't want just really crummy soil. And then they have to have a lot of space between plants. So if you're planting, say, 3, I always recommend that you plant in odd numbers, 3, 5, and 7. Make sure that they have plenty of breathing room between the plants, because that helps them to stay healthy. You know, they need that natural circulation of air. And if you've had your soil checked and you know, they do prepare, they prefer, I should say, a neutral to slightly alkaline soil, like with a pH would be 6 to 7. They can handle, luckily, slightly acidic soil, which a lot of us have in this area. Now, before you plant them, make sure you kind of dig good deep holes. They need deep holes that are about 1.5 to 2 feet deep, and you want to plant them 3 to 4 feet apart. Now, I know that sounds crazy when you have this little bitty dangly rootstock, but trust me, they will fill in, and once they are planted, they really don't want to be moved very much. So plant each one so that the crown is just 2 inches below the soil level, with the eyes or the sprouts pointing up. This is key. Don't plant them upside down or you'll never see them. And that does happen. So make sure that you've got the eyes sticking up and the roots hanging down. And don't plant them any deeper than that. They're kind of like, you know, when we've talked about iris and things like that that you're going to plant, they really want to be just barely under the soil level. Although the roots need to hang down and be deep, you want those eyes just barely under the soil level. So and iris, of course, are the same way. They're not supposed to be buried deep either. They really do so much better. And if you do plant them too deeply, that will also inhibit the flower production. And the whole reason you're growing these is for these magnificent flowers that they have. Just loosen the soil, and don't apply any soil amendments to the peony crown area after planting. Absolutely, and this is one thing that I didn't know until I read this article. It said absolutely no manure of any kind, because it can cause crown rot, which totally makes sense, because that'll be massive and heavy and will not let the water drain properly. So don't put any manure around your peonies after planting them. That will mess them up. And then water them in well. And after the ground freezes, you can mulch them, but not until the ground freezes. So make sure that that has happened. And you can use sawdust or straw or evergreen. Evergreen boughs, I think, are one of the best. So when you prune your evergreen shrubs and things this winter, you can use those to mulch them. And then that only the first year, so don't mess with them. And what's really nice is you keep them watered in this fall, and they're very drought tolerant once they're established. So you're going to have to really kind of work that first year to get them going and everything, but once they get mature, they are really self-sufficient to a great deal. So I really suggest that you take care of them and plant them and find some different varieties. The double blossoms, and they have blossoms with two kinds of colors, and they're just exotic.
15 before the hour of 11 o'clock, let's ease back out to Customer Appreciation Day at Brand Source and Tim.
Thank you, sir, and what a great day. Now, this is one of those rare occasions where, you know, normally everybody comes running right in and tries a key in the treasure chest, but they're getting stopped outside at the Eggulence out there. Dr. David's cooking up some great stuff. I actually sampled the breakfast casserole they had. That was incredible. And he'll tell you all about what you can do with the big green egg. And then when you come inside to try the treasure chest, $650 in there. Now, that goes a long way throughout this entire store. I was overlooking some of the appliances a few minutes ago and realized just how badly I need an upgrade. I bet you don't even realize how outdated your washer and dryer may be. Come on in and check out some of the great appliances they have, along with some of the great furniture, and of course the excellent display of big green eggs at Customer Appreciation Day today at Brand Source. Again, we're right on Highway 62B, and you'll see Doug and David working hard outside feeding the crowds. Broadcasting till noon today, I'm Tim Tibbs.
At Flippin' Fancy Flowers in Flippin', you get incredible service with a personal down-home feel. Flippin' Fancy Flowers specializes in weddings, funerals, proms, and other special events. They also offer tuxedo rentals and specialty balloons and gift items. Did you know you can get gourmet coffees while you shop? Also, if you're short on time, they deliver. Flippin' Fancy Flowers on East Main Street in Flippin'. And if you let them know you heard them on the radio, you get 10% off your purchase.
Wayne's Nursery is celebrating summer. Come check out how we stay cool even though our inventory is hot. Carl Wayne's Nursery has the area's best selection on trees and shrubs. With our Wheel of Savings spinning, you get to spin in the savings. Be sure to check out Carl Wayne's Nursery's fountains, bird baths, and statuary. There's something for everyone in our 5,000 square foot showroom. Come visit us on Highway 5 South or give us a call at 425-6966.
What single quality builds respect deeper than any other? What brings security in relationships? What characterizes those who always seem to succeed? Consistency. I'm Renata Jenkins Byler, the third generation at Roller Funeral Homes. We work hard every day to maintain that consistency with respect, steady service, and security you can count on today, tomorrow, and since 1881. Roller Funeral Home, with all our respect.
It's back to school time. You need some A-plus styles, and Stage and Goodies have the best deals for miles. Stage and Goodies are your hometown stores for back to school savings. Right now, stock up with buy one, get one free on Carter's for Kids and buy one, get one 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Then treat yourself to something nice with 50% off on top of already reduced prices on shoes, handbags, and accessories. Hurry in now and save big on back to school. Stage and Goodies. What will new bring out in you? Stage and Goodies. Offer exclusions apply.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Oh, I'd be a nervous wreck if my daughter just got her license.
You know, Liberty Mutual actually helped me relax a little bit.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, with roadside assistance, Liberty Mutual is there to make sure she won't get stranded. Don't know what I'd do without it.
Sounds better than the alternative.
Which is?
Keeping her home until she's 30.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
425.
24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Thank you. 425-5522, 888-884-0364. The email address is Vicki at ktlo.com. And line 5, Vicki, go ahead, please.
Thank you. Vicki, this spring I bought a peony. Mm-hmm. As you was talking about peonies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about 7 inches out of the pot. And so I put it in a big pot of 14
mm-hmm.
inches, probably across and around, and it's real deep. And I was wondering if it's okay to leave that in there. And if I do, will it stay on a small scale but yet still bloom?
Probably not. I've never heard of anybody putting them in a pot, and so that's kind of interesting if you want to try. I'd make sure you didn't plant it too deeply.
No, I don't think so. It looks good. I've had it planted for about, I'd say about a month.
Mm-hmm. Has it set off any new growth?
No. You know, I hadn't looked that close.
Well, make sure that it's getting full sun. That's the main thing. And in the wintertime, I don't know what you'd do. If you put it someplace like in a garage, you know, I would think it'd be difficult to have it outside because the cold would go directly to the roots and they wouldn't be insulated. Then that would be one of the things that might be a problem. So I honestly don't know. I've never heard of anybody doing that. So if you're going to experiment, let us know how it comes out next year. I would think that you'd have to have really nutrient-rich soil. And one of the problems might be that, you know, as you water, when things are in pots, it leaches out any of the fertilizer that's there originally in the potting soil. So you'll have to supplement it because that's one of the things. It'll need a food that has the middle number the largest, I would think.
Yeah.
And it'll just be interesting. I don't know, you know, I've never heard of anybody doing that. If anybody out there has done that, has had that experience and has some tips to share, that would be good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I planted it in Miracle-Gro.
Uh-huh,
it's
sure.
A real good topsoil.
Well, but as I say, you know, you'll be watering it, and that'll by next year it'll be leached out.
Right.
So that would just be one thing to watch for.
Well, I may just try to experiment with it a little bit, and if it gets to looking too bad by winter, would it be too late then to put it in the ground?
Yeah, it would be because the ground would be probably frozen.
Okay, then I'd probably just bring it in.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd even leave it out through the full winter, make sure that it's in a cold place but not where the roots will freeze, because the freeze will go right through that pot real
okay.
easily.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be that might, you know, that
yeah.
would take it away.
And it is a plastic pot.
Okay, yeah.
I wonder if I could double pot it, set that pot in another one.
You could, but that will not change the fact that the freeze would go straight through the roots.
Okay. Well, we thank you so much. It's very interesting. I've never had one before.
Well, oh, they're just beautiful. And in the garden, they last forever and ever. I mean, you know, you don't have to really think about separating them for 10 or 15 years. And then they really don't like to be taken out and divided and whatnot. So that's why they say, you know, set it where you want it to grow. One of the problems being for me was when we planted a dear friend gave them to me, and they were doing great. And then over the years, things have grown up like trees. You know, yeah. It was planted in an area that was very sunny 30 years ago, and now it's covered with, and so I'm really faced with the conundrum that I'm going to have to figure out a place to move it to. And I don't want to disturb it, but they're wonderful. They're long-lived, and I'll be interested in how that works out. So you be sure and let us know.
Okay, and this one I had bought at the Lowe's, and it had already had a bloom on it, but it was finished for the year.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let us know.
Well, thanks so much.
Yeah,
it's very interesting.
Thanks for calling.
I love your show.
Thank you. Bye.
8 minutes before 11, 83 degrees now under clear skies, looking for a high today of around 90. Got about 7 minutes left in the show, so give us a call at 425-5522 or 888-884-0364 or email at Vicki@KTLO.com.
One of the things I mentioned earlier in the conversation that we've been having is that biennials are another type of plant. You know, we talk a lot about annuals. You know, the annuals come up, they produce, they're gone. And then perennials, and now biennials. And when we take this, after this phone call, we'll be talking about biennials.
Let's go to the phone lines. You're on Vicki. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Vicki. I had a beautiful 4-foot-tall peach tree. Something came in last Monday to my patio and chopped off all the greens, all the branches, and I have one little stem about 2 foot tall with maybe two little 2-inch stems sticking out. Mm-hmm. Is there any chance that it will come back?
Yeah, if the top was the only thing eaten, the roots are probably fine.
Yeah.
So I think it may take a while, but I wouldn't give up on it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I would. That's interesting that it decimated the whole thing.
Yes.
And so you didn't hear deer clomping around?
No. The deer go around my property, but they never come up on the patio.
put out a camera because you'd be surprised. We had some. We have stuff really close up, but it's, you know, we're out in the woods, and one day I had a really beautiful pot of hosta. I've told the story before, and the deer came right on up, and I mean they were right next to the front porch having a grand old salad bar. So they're very devious, and because you know you never know. But I think that's interesting. I'm sorry that whatever it was sure must have been tasty to whoever took it over.
And actually, only 2 feet away is all of my hosta plants and pot. And they didn't touch any of those.
Well, you never know.
Okay.
Well, I think it'll be fine. Just give it a little R&R, and it should come back fine because the roots should be peachy.
Okay, should I feed it at this time?
No,
or?
I would not at this time. Just let it recover.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for calling.
Okay, bye.
5 before 11, 425-5522. 888-884-0364.
As I was mentioning, biennials are something that we don't talk about a whole lot because I don't know that people realize they're out there, for one thing. These are plants that live for only 2 years, basically, the original plant will. And the first year, they produce leaves and foliage and things like that. And then the second year, if they're blooming ones, they will flower. And so you need to realize if you've got one, because the first year, you might be so disappointed if you bought something that you thought was going to flower that year. So if you sow them now, for instance, this is how you can get ahead of biennials. You sow them now, right now, this fall, August and September, and they will go ahead and produce foliage this year so that next spring they will even come around and they'll think they're biennials, and they'll produce flowers. So that's how you kind of get ahead of it. And the other thing is that the next year after they bloom, when they do bloom, then let them go to seed, and they will come back again. Some of the biennials that you know of and may not know that they are biennials, hollyhocks, which are an old favorite. I love them dearly, and they're just a wonderful plant. You see them around, and especially in the summertime. Sweet Williams, which are all, these are all really old-fashioned plants. Foxglove, which is a great plant. Dianthus, which are the pinks, you know, called pinks, the dianthus. Queen Anne's lace, that wild flower out there, that's a biennial. And snapdragons, which are to name a few. So if you're interested in it, look for some biennials next year. Or if you can find the seeds, and that's the thing. I have looked for seeds, and I think they've all kind of taken the seed packets down, which I think is a shame because there's a lot you can do in the fall. So this time next year, when all the seed packets come out, buy two of everything if you plan on having a fall garden. It's a great time to garden, and even though the pests are there, there are a lot that have gone on. One thing to watch for if we're in hot weather, and it's going to be 92, did you say, in the near future?
92 tomorrow.
Okay.
Is that near enough for you?
Spider mites, that's near enough. Spider mites may make a comeback, so watch for them. And one of the easiest ways to take care of them is with a blast of water on the hose. Hey, if you have nothing to do this afternoon, or if you love books, get over to the library quick. By 1 o'clock, their library book sale will be closed, and they have some great ones. And I want to say happy birthday to our dear friend, Tommy Hagen. Woo, Pig Suey. Take care.